Well, you can unlessen an overt, you can unlessen the terminals by simply as-ising the unlessening. This is an old two-way comm gag. The fellow says, my mother's wrong, and she did this to me and did that to me. And you say, well, your mother was an old bag, and she was very, very wrong, and she chopped you up, and that was the way it was, and your mother was very mean to you, and you were a victim sort of a thing, you know, with regard to it, and have the person all of a sudden come up and say, well, she wasn't so bad, you know. Very crude, not recommended. But where a person will not take responsibility and is being terribly glib, you aren't stopped, as you have been for a very long time on processing. You now know the exact mechanism of how they're being that glib and that socially. They've lessened the overt by lessening the terminals. They have a bad opinion, see, of all these terminals. Or it's all right if I wrecked the car. It was an old wreck of a car anyhow. I mean, wrecked for years. All right if I wrecked the car. Why feel bad about wrecking the car, you know? Kids, well, you're gonna die anyway. Die sooner or later. They might as well die. It doesn't matter. This is basically why a criminal is dangerous in the society. Because he's got the society devaluated to a point where it's all right for him to blow it up. Rob it, rape it, burn it. He's lessened the overt. Our criminal goes bzing. He flips the moment that he discovers that there is something in the society or something in the scene that doesn't merit this opinion on his part. Now, because this can happen, and because his overt can be unlessened, auditing can take place on some of the most irresponsible cases you ever heard of. All you've got to do is check over. Just check over the things he's being totally irresponsible for and increase the overt. By checking over the terminals and finding amongst them someplace one that didn't deserve to be lessened. You have this old religious statement in the Bible, something about one man in a worthy town, I will spare that city, you know, that sort of thing. Well, that's an effort to give somebody pause in the destruction of a city. There might be, I know there are 3 million people in it, and Germans are no good, or somebody's no good, or they're all no good, and everybody knows the race is no good. But there might be, even in that race, one person, one child, doing his job, trying to get along. And of course, on that little computation all by yourself, you see, you've sprung. You got this lessening mechanism, this hard-faced, calloused attitude, which permitted him to do all this. See? You've got that mask being lifted. And you lift it just maybe with one man or his social security card or something of this sort, you see. And you lift it, if you're very, very good, if you're very, very adroit, you will lift it so he never notices it.